Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. And don't forget all the other things you can do there, like go to my website and find out about our guest this half hour, Patricia Weber, who is an original member of our Brain Trust, but who hasn't been with us for a while. We've missed her a lot. There are, golly, I don't know how many archives of shows that she's done with us in the past. It's been, I guess, maybe over a year since she was here, and so you might want to go back and check out some of those. Also, many articles that she's written. She's the author of Sales Skills for an Unfair Advantage, and these days she's helping professionals, small business owners and professionals, make sure they get their challenges met and their goals accomplished. Pat Weber, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Jim. Thank you.
It's good to have you back.
Always good to be here with you.
We've missed you. It just hasn't been the same without you, Pat.
Oh, it's probably because I am jet-setting around the world.
Well, we just can't keep up with you. That's exactly right. Pat, you've been working with small business owners and individual professionals now for some time as a coach, helping them meet some challenges that they might have, take advantage of opportunities. Talk to us about some of the things you've learned as you help these people.
Well, I've learned that pretty much people are all the same in how they go about wanting to reach a goal or take on a challenge. And when they're trying to do it on their own, it's not always necessarily that easy. But I think that it can be done alone. In particular, I'm thinking about this client I'm working with right now who we just started, so it's fresh in my mind. And she said to me after about a 40-minute call, "You know, I'm so glad I called you because now I have much more clarity on what I'm really saying to herself."
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's one of the biggest things is if you're trying to solve a problem, or in particular this time of year when you say, "Oh, this year I'm finally going to do such and such," and you've never done it before but you've always made it a goal, it's good to get some clarity from someone else,
mm-hmm,
to help you uncover what it is that might be preventing you from doing it.
You know, Pat, I have actually, this is something that I have done myself in this area, this thing that you're talking about,
mm-hmm,
being stuck on something and can't seem to get it done, can't seem to figure it out. I've actually talked to another person who was capable of appreciating, you know, I had confidence that they could appreciate, you know, the situation I was dealing with. It wasn't just somebody off the street, you know, or my Aunt Minnie or something like that. And the interesting thing is I have actually talked to them about what was going on, and at the end, when I left them, I had it all figured out, and maybe they hadn't said anything.
That's what I was going to say. I'm pretty sure you were going to go in that direction.
Isn't it amazing that you could just,
yeah,
saying it out loud to somebody else,
yeah,
the same words that you said to yourself in your head, saying them out loud, letting your ears hear them, and then you say, "Hey, that's it." And the other person said, "I'm glad I could help."
And they might not quite be sure how they did,
yeah,
it.
Yeah, they don't know. They have no clue how they helped.
But that is true. I just find so many, in particular, I think with small business owners. Last year I was working with a person who has a staff of about 8 people. And she just would say to me at the beginning or end of every session that we had, it was a little longer project than typically I get into because it involved managing conflict in the office. And
mm-hmm,
whenever you have that situation, well, whenever you have relationships, for heaven's sakes, you have to figure out how you're going to manage conflict effectively. And she would just always say to me in an email or at the end of a call, "I'm just so glad that I got a chance for you to give me some ideas." And truthfully, Jim, I really didn't give her too many ideas. It's just like your experience.
Mm-hmm.
I listened a lot. I might have asked a few questions.
But the thing is, though, Pat, is what she knew was that if there was something that she couldn't figure out, you were qualified not only as a professional, but as an intuitive and emotive individual. You were capable of giving that good information, giving that feedback, being that loving mirror, as my friend Noah St. John calls people like you. You were capable of that. And so that confidence by your client in you was maybe enough.
Well, that could be. I mean, my goal is just to help them get whatever it is that they want to get accomplished in, you know, by breaking it apart, really, or all of a sudden suddenly splitting it up, because sometimes even the smallest challenge or not achieving the smallest short-term goal gets frustrating to all of us.
Right.
And so if we can kind of break it up in a way that you have a different perspective on it or a different angle or something that you haven't thought of before that you could do, then you're going to move forward towards it.
Well, you know, Pat, the reason why this, what we're talking about, is so important to me in providing some kind of a valuable programming for our audience, our small business owners who are listening, is we're the classic example. I include myself in this, Pat. You may too. We're the classic example of people who keep their own counsel.
Mm-hmm.
We're the worst in the world at having a problem and believing that we're the only ones who have this problem.
Mm-hmm.
And it must be because we're not smart. It must be because we don't have this education or that degree. It must be because we're too dumb or whatever it might be. We lay all this toxic talk on ourselves. And that makes us not want to say it out loud to somebody else. And folks, this may be, what I just said may be the single largest reason why small business owners fail. What do you think, Pat?
I think that's very true, particularly having heard almost that same thing from another new client that I have who came to me framing her problem in one way and saying to me almost exactly what you just said. I haven't really wanted to talk with anybody about this because I feel so silly.
Exactly.
About it.
Yeah. Maybe even say stupid. I feel stupid. I feel like I'm not smart enough. And that's toxic talk, folks. That's the kind of stuff that'll get you into real trouble. But you know what, Pat? And I've got a confession to make. I have found myself doing that to myself.
Well, that's why when
we
you
all
ask
do it.
Me what, you know, what have you found out about small business owners and solo practice professionals, we are all alike in that way.
Right, and we got to recognize when we do it, folks, and get ourselves out of it, because you know what? All we're looking for, that's right, a little respect. Respect yourself, folks. You think we don't have programming value here? Stand by. Quick break.
Well, I was moving down the road in my V8 Ford. I had a shine on my boots. I had my sideburns low.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and Patricia Weber is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. And Patricia, ladies and gentlemen, is an original member of our Brain Trust. She joined us in April of 1998. Did you remember that, Patricia?
I remember the first time I was talking with you. Yeah, I do.
We're about to have our 7th anniversary together. How about that?
Woohoo.
Yeah. Yeah, that's like a dream come true, isn't it, Pat?
It is.
Her book is called Sales Skills for an Unfair Advantage. Pat, give us your website, please.
ProStrategies.com.
All right. Tell us what we'll find when we get there.
And you know what? If your folks go on this week, they'll find I have 3 free teleclasses happening this week.
All right.
That they can register for.
How does that work?
The day.
They just dial in?
Yes, it's a dial-in to what's called a bridge line. There's generally between anywhere from 5 to 50 people.
Is it a toll-free number?
No, it's all they have to pay for is a long-distance call.
They do have to pay for the call, but that's not much anymore. That's not too much.
Nope.
How long will the call last?
50 minutes.
All right.
And this week it's called, the teleclasses are Introduction to It Happens, How to Become Change Resilient.
Well, I like that, and as you know, if you can't deal with change in the 21st century, you're going to become a dinosaur, aren't you?
Yeah, I think so.
because, you know, change hasn't changed over the last 10,000 years. We've always had change. But what's different today, Pat, and this is where a lot of our challenges come today, our challenges are not so much in the change itself, but in the velocity of the change. It's happening. Change is happening much faster today than it was, say, 20 years ago, even 10 years ago, isn't it?
Yeah, well, if it's not, it just seems that way, doesn't it?
Yeah. Oh, I think it is. I think it is, and I think Moore's Law is contributing to that.
The what law?
Moore's Law, where you know, every 18 months the capacity of chips doubles of computer chips, and that's that's one example. But there are many other examples, and it's the people who are the most frightened are the ones who can't who fall in love with whatever their world is like right now, and they can't deal with the fact that it's going to be different 6 months or a year from now.
Or 6 minutes from now.
Sometimes. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the things that you help your people with, isn't it?
Oh, definitely, yeah, because many of them are dealing with changes. A lot of the people that I work with now are employees who have this dream inside of them that they can go out and do something on their own and do it better and more fun and have a good deal more challenge with it. And that's a change. And some of them can't get past what you were just talking about, being afraid mm-hmm. of moving forward. So it's, you know, trying to break that out too to help people understand that. Well, particularly when you're going out into a small business, I think people have fear, but some of them somehow overcome it. So why can't almost everybody?
Well, the people who have the hardest time overcoming 21st century challenges are the ones who are still stuck in the 20th century.
Well, that's true.
And they want to run their business like somebody ran it that they knew in the 20th century, or like they ran it, or like their father or mother ran it in the 20th century. And as Dorothy said to Toto, Pat, we're not in Kansas anymore. Right? I mean, this is a new world. And I can't imagine, I made a speech about this the other day, Pat. I can't imagine mm-hmm. a century changing with as much dynamism and as much difference in between where we are today, only 5 years into this century, than where we were 5 years ago.
That's true. A lot of those funny little emails that go across the internet that are basically angled at showing you how old you are. Prove that.
You know, I don't read those.
do you remember when you had a telephone that had a little round pad on it? That
oh,
you had
yeah.
to die? I mean, see, that shows you how
yeah.
far.
Well, I remember when I got my first portable phone, I stood next to the base for 3 days thinking I wasn't supposed to walk away from it. But seriously, the challenges that we have today, one of the things I want to get across, and this is what you do so well, Pat, is letting people know that these challenges can be dealt with mm-hmm. if you realize that you're not on an island by yourself, that you're in a world of people who have the same challenges that you do.
Yeah, and you know, it does take time to realize that, because I really am like that at my very core. And because now for particular challenges, I'll go out and seek somebody that I can have this counsel with, a coach usually. And it's amazing that in just a short period of time, they can reframe the way I was thinking. They can help me do that so that I can say, wow, you know, I didn't think of it that way.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't such the problem I thought it was, or I don't have to come at it this way. You know, we only have so many ways we can bop around in our own small head.
Mm-hmm.
It's better to go to some larger, I guess, coliseum of ideas.
Well, it is, and let me tell you something. Girls are good at this, guys. We're not.
Yeah.
Guys are not so good at this. This is an area that guys particularly need to work on, getting other people to help us. We want to be the solver of our own problems, and we do that to our own peril. But, Pat Weber, thank you for being here. Give us your website one more time.
ProStrategies.com.
Thank you, Pat.
Thanks,
see you next
Jim.
Time.
Bye.
Quick break. Right back with Renee Schaff and Mary McDonald. The show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.